I don't know who needs to hear this, but you cannot beat the arrival time on your GPS, okay? Trust me, I've tried. We've all tried. You know, it says 7:43 and we think challenge accepted. And next thing you know, you're weaving through traffic like you're Michael Schumacher in a leased Toyota just to shave off, you know, 1 minute, maybe. Congrats. You risked all of our lives to arrive at 7:42.
Yeah, you can.
I say worth it.
Yeah.
I think it's
a risk.
It's a fun little game.
It is, especially on a road trip.
Yeah.
He's making it out like, you know, you're public enemy number one.
Right, but and you're like playing bumper cars.
Yeah.
To me, that's just like natural human behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with trying to beat the GPS time. In fact, if you don't, I think there's something wrong with you.
There's something right. If you don't try to beat that number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can do better.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just striving for better.
My husband is one of those that just like takes his time. And I'm like, if you can get there faster, get there faster.
Yeah.
Like,
I think I would go crazy if I was in the car with him. Because I have a friend that drives slow, and I'm like, just put your foot down and drive it like you stole it.
Yes.
Please.
He'll stay behind, like, in the slow lane of traffic and, like, just a pile up of people when the lane next to us is, like, speeding by. And I'm like, get over.
I know. It's like, be an active participant in this driving experience.
Yes, I have to use the bathroom.
What else does this guy have to say?
Stop cutting six people off, nearly crashing three times, just so we can all end up at the same red light 300 feet down the road. I mean, and now when I pull up next to you, you know, I got to look at you at the light.
That is true.
I got to look over with that face that says, bro, are you proud of yourself? You know, here we are all together again. All right. You're not built different. All right. Apple Maps will humble you.
That's really true. Yeah. When somebody speeds right past you and then you end up at the same red light together.
I do have a theory, though.
Yeah.
So I use Google Maps or Waze if I'm in an area I don't know because you can track cops easier.
Yeah.
And so I use Google Maps because I think Apple Maps is awful.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's terrible. And my husband uses it. Drives me crazy. But I think that Apple Maps will route it like the fastest. So it'll tell you like, oh, you'll be here in 10 minutes or whatever.
Right.
But Google Maps adds in that cushion time. And they account for traffic. They add traffic already onto the end time.
And they give you options like this is the fastest route, this is this.
Whereas Apple Maps, it'll say with no traffic, oh, no traffic, you'll get there in 10 minutes. And then it adds it as you're going. Mm. But Google Maps is like, no, there's traffic. You'll get there in 17 minutes, but I'll get there in 15.
But also with Waze, you know, you can have celebrity voices like Samuel L. Jackson did it for a while. So, you know, swearing like you will be as you're driving.
Yeah. True.
Adam texted in and he said, he needs to shut up. I regularly beat my GPS by 2 to 4 minutes. 5 on a good day.
Yeah.
All done safely, too. Preach! Preach, Adam!
You are one of us!
Three things you want to know this morning. The movie that everybody hated, mostly even though they didn't even see it, Snow White, the live-action version, is on Disney Plus starting today. So you can walk out on the movie even if you're in your own living room.
As you should.
Yeah.
As a guy who had to sit through that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's a couple hours. You'll never get back.
It does bring me some odd comfort to know that it's on there, but I don't have to see it.
Yeah.
It's just another sense of accomplishment.
Yeah.
Like the GPS.
Yes.
You know, something you've done.
Yeah.
I've avoided this movie.
Like, I didn't give in.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So there is a Dr. Pepper recall. 19,000 cases are being recalled from Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar because they contain, sugar.
Dun, dun, dun.
Sugar. It's zero sugar, but it has sugar.
Right. Mm. So they're recalling it.
We accidentally made it taste better.
I'm glad they're like held to a certain standard.
Right.
I guess
they, you know, they can't get sued this way, but or somebody who can't have sugar. But they have been sold in just neighboring states to Tennessee.
Okay.
So if you're on a road trip and you grabbed Dr. Pepper in Florida, Georgia, or South Carolina, they say check the number and you can bring it back for, I guess, a zero sugar Dr. Pepper.
A less flavorful one.
Yeah.
Well, there's a cool tradition happening in Cookeville that is starting to gain some speed. The event coordinator, Larry, started a race series called Downhill Power Wheels Derby, or Mud Bog. And it's where you get in those, like, Barbie cars or, like, monster truck cars that kids, you know,
little
ride
tiny
around in.
Power wheels things.
And so you hop in the toy cars and then you go flying down a 169-foot hill, which is usually covered in mud.
That sounds awesome.
But the videos of this thing look so fun.
They do.
A little dangerous, but hey, you know, it's all for fun. Yeah.
They wear helmets.
Yes, it is kind of safe. But the best part of all of this is they, through sponsorships and donations, they have raised more than $100,000 for St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital.
Awesome.
And they continue to do so.
That's great.
Oh, just checking my phone. It says here that I can get to the bottom of that 169-foot hill by 8:53. I'm pretty sure I can do it by 8:52.
Challenge accepted. Pretty excited this morning. I got a new car.
Woo!
Congratulations!
Thank you. Shout out to my friends Bill and Jordan at City Auto in Murfreesboro.
You buy a new car there like every 2 months.
I know.
Right?
I'm a repeat customer. They kept saying, like, because the backstory, if you're not familiar, is I had a car totaled back, you know, back in December.
Yeah.
And so then I bought a 2017 Lincoln MKC, you know, SUV.
Yep.
And that got totaled because a woman ran through a stop sign and just totaled me.
Obliterated it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, you're both okay.
Ago, yeah. So I got the money from the insurance company for that. And so I went back to them and said, hey, look, I'm back. I'm buying a car again.
And I'll see you again in a couple months.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not.
I know.
Very much. But it's funny because it's a nice car. It's an SUV. It's a 2019 GMC Acadia.
Yeah, it's nice.
And yeah, it's nice. It's got, you know, all the bells and whistles and got a really good price on it. And we're driving around taking a test drive, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I'm driving through Murfreesboro with it. And, you know, my girlfriend's at my side and the sales guy's in the back. And I'm saying, like, oh, this is nice. It's a lot of room. And it says, it's got the third row seating. And she's, and Melissa's going, like, do you really need that? And I said, well, yeah, when I'm smuggling illegal immigrants in, I'm gonna need all that room. And this, I look back at the rearview mirror, and the sales guy has like no expression, just huh.
He's what, like, what do I do with my hands?
Yeah,
so I'm a kind of a smartass for a living. I do jokes.
Yeah. Okay, all right, let him off the hook.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll put you on a watch list.
Oh my gosh, that is like so Woody to go there.
Oh yeah,
it's funny because you brought up something that I had actually thought of too about that terrible garage.
Fire
downtown, yeah.
Yeah, at the Nashville Public Library. The parking garage collapsed and destroyed like a ton of cars.
Squished
and several
cars,
floors.
Like, made them all into paninis.
Mm. I know. I'm really surprised that you didn't go park there right after you bought the new car.
That would be
your run of luck.
Yeah, that would be the Lord saying, you need to ride a bike everywhere.
That's right. So my wife pranked me twice this morning.
Ooh.
Okay.
Within 20 minutes. And she's completely innocent because she has no idea she did it.
Oh, great.
Those are the best.
So the last thing I do usually before I leave the house is I'll throw some gel in my hair just to style it, keep it in control.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And kind of at my sink, there's a little bottle of gel. And Gina, you probably know what this is. L'Oreal, like studio line. It's just like a little black bottle with a flat cap. You just set it on the counter because the flat cap, you know, it kind of stands upside down.
Sure.
Okay, right.
And so I go to grab it and put the gel in my hair, and it, all of a sudden I look in the mirror, and it's full of suds. So I think, without thinking, she took the tube of gel and she threw it in the drawer and set a tube of shampoo exactly where I keep the hair gel.
Oh.
So then I had to wash my hair. Like, this is double wash hair this morning, right?
So it's extra clean.
Extra clean. And, like, it was one of those, they look exactly alike, so I know she didn't do it on purpose.
Right.
But then on the way out, I didn't have any coffee this morning, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm not even in the mood for coffee. I'm just going to grab, a drink out of the fridge, like a soda. So usually I get like Dr. Pepper or something. And I'd run out and I was like, oh my gosh, we have two cases of like cherry Pepsi. And I'm like, perfect. All that right, works. Yeah. I'll grab that.
Nice.
And so I'm in the car and I pop it open as I'm driving down Andrew Jackson Parkway in Hermitage. And I guzzle back some cherry cherry Pepsi in it. I was like, oh my God, what is it? And I rolled my window down. And I had to spit it out. I'm allergic to artificial sweeteners.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you have an issue with the, like, you know, aspartame.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, I, as soon as I taste it, it's like you're drinking gasoline or something for me. And I was like, oh my God. I didn't realize it was like the zero sugar version of that. And she never buys soda. So, like, twice she faked me out in 20 minutes. I had a head full of suds and a spitting out, like,
and
Pepsi.
And went into anaphylactic shock.
I know. I know. Yeah. I have to go to the car wash today because I'm pretty sure driving at 35 miles an hour with the window down, I just went, it just, like, sprayed the entire side.
There's a streak of brown on your blue car.
This guy spit out his soda in the car, and he had a head full of suds.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you can't be mad at her because she didn't mean to.
She didn't mean to do any of it. Right. She's totally innocent. Oh. But, oh, she got me good. Yeah.
Tomorrow,
not a good 20 minutes.
When she replaces your toothpaste with, like, you know, Desitin, you know, diaper rash cream.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the next step.
Yeah.
All right, before we move on, we have to have a continuation to Jim's story about the hair gel that got replaced by shampoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did the same thing to your husband by mistake, didn't you?
On accident, yeah. He was using my face moisturizer, and he accidentally used our toothpaste instead. So he had a face full of toothpaste instead of the face moisturizer. Yeah.
Because we're guys. We don't notice.
Yeah, you don't know. The difference between toothpaste and Embroilisse face moisturizer.
He's
minty fresh, though. So
yeah,
that's
smell good.
Yeah. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Brought to you, as always, by Structure Group. Indoor-outdoor remodeling. Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us. Our contestants are coming into the studio now. For the guys in the audience, we have Rick in Franklin. Hello, Rick.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Good luck.
Welcome.
For the ladies, we have Julie in Antioch. Hello, Julie.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you just a little bit. Rick, at your funeral, which band or artist, dead or alive, would you want to play?
Van Halen with Eddie.
Okay.
With Eddie.
right? Julie, which band or artist, dead or alive, would you like to play at your funeral?
I would go for Garth Brooks.
Mm. All right. Everybody be happy. He knows how to fire up a crowd. good crowd pleaser. Yep.
Nice.
Okay, you each have a screw you can use. Let's start with multiple choice questions.
Okay, Julie, you go first here. Are Ferrari sports cars imported from England, Germany, or Italy?
We'll go Germany.
Germany is wrong. No, they are.
Ferrari.
Yeah, they come from Italy.
Yep. You should have seen Gina. She was doing the whole impression with hand gestures and everything. It was great.
It's a spicy sports car.
It goes fast. Okay. Sorry. Okay, Rick, does the Fox series Kitchen Nightmares star Gordon Ramsay, Bobby Flay, or Guy Fieri?
Gordon Ramsay.
It does.
Yes, that's right.
All right.
Good job.
It is tied up.
Okay.
Actually, he's ahead, yeah.
Bounce back with this one, Julie. Name one of the two basketball teams in the NBA Finals.
Screw.
Screw, all right. Okay.
Early screw.
Rick, she hopes you don't know this. What are one of the two teams in the NBA Finals?
I'm just going to have to take a guess because I'm not a basketball fan. The Jazz?
No. Okay, good use of the screw there, Julie. It's the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
All right, okay, now we have a tie game.
There you go.
Okay, Rick, Lance Bass was a member of what boy band?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. Yes.
No hesitation. Okay. He's all over it.
All right, I need this one. Stay in the game here, Julie. What legendary actor played the part of the Red Hulk in the latest Captain America movie?
Screw?
All right. There we go.
Can she?
She's already used
it. She already used it.
Yeah. She already used your screw. Oh. I'm sorry.
Take a wild guess.
We'll say Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, you're so close. Oh. It's Harrison Ford.
Same guy, basically. Is she out of contention now?
Yes, I believe Rick has won.
Aww.
We've completely lost the ability to do math.
Today's a rough day. We're all kind of tripping over our tongues a little bit.
We're America. We don't have to do math.
We're having fun today. No.
Rick, you are the winner. Congratulations. Well done. What do we have for Rick?
We have a pogo pass, a 5-pack of pogo passes that he can use with his family or friends all around town at places like the zoo or mini golf, different family attractions, things like that.
Fun summer stuff.
All kinds of fun all summer long. Julie, we'll hope you play again real soon. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim.
Totally Hits 93.3. We are totally Nashville.
It is Wednesday. That means it's Wet Nose Wednesday. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Taylor is here from the Nashville Humane Association. And your model for today is Mariah.
Miss Mariah. Aww. The sweetest little thing. She's 11 months old, so she's definitely still got some puppy spunkiness to her. She has the cutest zoomies. Like, I could just watch her run around all day. She's very sweet. She also is very soft. She did great in the car. I'm in a smart car today, y'all. And she has been the best passenger, which I really...
Well,
I
she's
feel
a
like
good
that
size.
Says something.
Yeah, she's a good size for a smart car. How much does she weigh?
Probably around like 30-ish pounds.
Okay.
Maybe even a little less. Yeah. I mean, I can pick her up easily and I'm not that strong. So,
yeah, she's a pretty mix of, she's got like a body. Body is black hair and then her head and her legs are brown and
white.
And white. Yeah. She's just a gorgeous looking dog.
Say maybe a combination of a pit and a beagle.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
She's got
she's
kind
adorable.
Of a pity face with beagle ears, which like, to die for,
Those eyes will make you do anything.
Oh, yeah. And she's been in a foster home since April. So she came to us. She actually had ticks embedded underneath her skin. So she had a, tick-borne disease that she was treated for by our amazing vet team. But she's been in a foster home since April. So she knows what the good life is.
All
so
right.
Now she just needs to find it forever.
So she's all good now. So she needs her forever home.
Yeah.
Her
all
demeanor,
right.
She seems pretty calm. You say she has the zoomies, but she's pretty calm in here.
Yeah, she is very calm. And then she gets her spurts of puppy energy, but she also just loves playing with her stuffies and she's very treat motivated. So that makes it so easy to train her.
Jim is over there taking videos of her. She's giving him the side eye. I always think that is so cute when dogs do.
So cute.
Check her out. It's Mariah. You can pick her up at Nashville Humane, nashvillehumane.org, and see a list of all the dogs and cats that are up for adoption looking for their forever homes. It is Wet Nose Wednesday with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3 FM, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Nashville. Gina, earlier you mentioned a video you didn't click on, but it was very intriguing.
Yeah, I saw an article that said it's illegal to kill snakes in Tennessee.
Illegal to kill snakes.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, I didn't click on the article because, like, if you have listened, you know that I'm terrified of snakes. So
yes.
I didn't want to see one. I didn't want to read about it.
And not even in
quite
the video.
Honestly, I don't care because if I see a snake and I have a shovel in my hand, well, I'll probably scream and run, but I'll tell my husband to kill it. Like, it will not survive if it's around me.
I can't believe that's a blanket rule that you can't kill any snake.
It can't be.
I mean, maybe certain species that are endangered or something like that. But
it's got to be some kind of stand your ground against snakes.
But, like, what are they good for? Like, why are we protecting these devilish creatures?
Well, they kill rats.
They do provide a service.
Yeah.
But I would much rather have a rat lick my face than see a snake.
All right, if anybody's in the downtown or by the airport area would like to bring a rat over to crawl over Gina's face, we would welcome you.
It seems like every couple of weeks there's something on Reddit. Like, this is one from the Nashville Reddit, which is like people have shown the video of this snake.
I don't want to see it.
It's right there.
I don't want to see
and
it.
They said, oh, what kind of snake is this? And they were a little worried. But everybody said, oh, it's a rat snake. It's a good thing.
Well,
if the snakes weren't there, you'd have a big rodent problem.
Yeah.
But I'll buy a cat.
But snakes is snakes. I mean, you're not going to, you see a snake, you're not going to say, okay, what is the pattern of on the snake? Is this a, you know, venomous snake? Let me Google it while it's right here.
Right.
Quick, identify yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Are you a dangerous snake?
Excuse me, can I kill you or are you good? Are you going to kill me or are you just going to, like, slither away?
Are you like a pacifist snake? Where you're just like, I'm just going to leave people alone. or should I take your life right now?
I'm not here to hurt you. Yes, you are.
But that can't be a rule that you can't kill any snake.
All right.
And how would they enforce that anyway?
I don't know. I didn't look into it.
I think
I couldn't.
I think the bottom line is not that you would ever do it. Don't arrest Gina. But if you do, I would just keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right. It's like the secret you take to the grave.
Pretty much.
I killed a snake.
Until 7 years passes and the statute of limitations.
What about murder? There's no statute of limitations on murder if you murdered a snake.
There's got to be some sort of, exception for reptiles. We need a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good.
All right, if this story doesn't melt your heart, I don't know what will. Mm. There was a bride who unfortunately lost her son a couple years ago, and they decided to donate his heart to another little kid who needed a heart. And the little kid surprised her at her wedding, and the parents brought a stethoscope and asked the bride if she wanted to hear her son's heartbeat before walking down the aisle.
Oh my God.
So of course she said yes. And then she asked the little boy if he would walk her down the aisle. So the little boy and her dad walked her down the aisle.
Wow.
And she has two other sons who survived the accident. And so they've welcomed this little boy into their family with open arms. They're excited to have another brother again. There's a GoFundMe open for the bride and groom to take a trip for their honeymoon, but they're also planning a trip this summer to go see the heart recipient and his family.
That is the sweetest thing.
That is so awesome.
And usually out of something so tragic,
right?
Nothing so beautiful can happen, but it has here.
Well, and it's a cool feeling for both sides too, mm-hmm. I'm sure the recipient and his family they feel like, oh, you gave me the biggest gift you could have ever given anybody. Yeah. Like, how do I repay you? And that was probably such an amazing, special moment for her. So it just all kind of came full circle in this beautiful way.
Imagine the emotion of being able to hear your late child's heartbeat in another body.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yep.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by the Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow with locations in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Fleetwood Mac and a song that has been forever ruined by the Will Ferrell PayPal commercials.
God, I hate that. He's like, I want to pay with it everywhere.
If you haven't seen those commercials, you're so lucky.
You're blessed.
Yes.
They are a dark blemish upon this earth.
I have to admit, I have become the victim of a social media marketing scheme.
Who hasn't?
I actually was going through TikTok or Instagram, one of those two, and I saw a picture of Neil Patrick Harris holding a cup of mushroom coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And they're talking about how wonderful it is and how it has all the health benefits. And so I got curious. And so I Googled it. It says, what's up with this?
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, since then, all I've been getting in my feed on any social media is all mentions of mushroom coffee.
That's how it goes.
And so then I went on and I started looking up reviews on it. And one says that the health benefits supposed to be give you good gut health and other things like that. Gives you a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. But then it went to the taste. And people are saying some of them have compared the taste to armpits and dirt. I'm going, I don't know if I want that.
No.
So then I looked around and I finally found one that said it tastes good. So I'll be the judge of that as yes, I ordered some.
You pulled the trigger.
I'll let you know. They're K-cups. They're pods.
Oh, okay.
So I'll bring in some to work and see how they work and maybe share them around.
I've heard they taste kind of peat mossy. Everything I've heard is just dirt, which is that's where mushrooms live.
Coffee already tastes like dirt to me, so yeah.
Yeah, well, it's fresh ground. Ha ha!
Yeah.
Okay.
What you need to do is what most of us do, which is we take our coffee with about, 10 things of milkshake and syrup and some other things to cover up.
Yeah, you're going to Starbucks and getting a milkshake with just a little bit of caffeine in
it. Exactly.
Okay, well, there you go. Let's destroy the health benefits by adding sugar.
Now you're on board. Okay, that's right. How we do it.
Well, I'll let you know. So, yeah, I've been victim of social marketing.
Taste testing soon. When's it coming?
It'll be here today.
Ooh. All right.
Oh, yeah, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
I can't wait. Wait, yes, I can.
Yeah. What are we doing today, you guys?
I'm just trying to get allergy relief.
Yeah.
I'm still getting over a respiratory infection I had that started with allergies, and it's just not getting better. So I'm going back to the allergist today. Mm. So help me breathe.
Well, yeah. Good luck. Wow.
Thank you.
I am going to go to the gym, and I have to clean up my house. Got some dirty dishes, loads of laundry, all the
things.
Sounds
familiar.
Yeah.
Same at my place.
Yep. So it just feels cluttered right now. The house feels cluttered. So
very cool.
Try and declutter.
We've got some stuff to do here at the radio station. We're going to be working intently with our sales team. Yep. See if we can get some commercial money in here.
Yep.
Bring on the advertisers.
Yeah. Plus, I got my new car, a new to me car, and I'm going to make sure I have insurance. That'd be a nice thing to do.
That's probably smart.
And then, my granddaughter Charlie has a makeup softball game this afternoon. So we're doing that.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great time to watch her.
Catch you guys tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM.